From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. There are many obvious causes of obesity, a few too many all-you-can-eat buffets, for example, but there are also some not-so-obvious causes. After an arduous search, scientists in Britain think they've found a common gene that may explain why some people are overweight. The gene clearly isn't the entire explanation for the obesity epidemic, but as NPR's Joe Palca explains, it may provide some clues to solving it.
There's no question that genetics play some kind of role in obesity and the related problem of diabetes, but finding the specific genes has been extremely difficult.
We've been using biology to try and find genes for diabetes and obesity, and it hasn't been a very successful approach.
That's Andrew Hattersley of Peninsula Medical School in Exeter, England. What Hattersley means when he says using biology is that typically scientists would look for an enzyme or a protein or some other body chemical that was different between people who were overweight and people who weren't, and then try to find the gene that makes that particular enzyme or protein or chemical. But that approach wasn't working, so Hattersley and his colleagues said, chuck the biology. Let's just look directly at DNA samples from people, look at all their genes, and see if we can find one that's different in obese people. So they did that. And they found a particular form or variant of a gene called FTO.
The people that had two copies of this variant were more likely to be fatter than those who had one copy, which in turn were fatter than those who had no copies.
As Hattersley and his colleagues report in the current issue of the journal Science, the weight gain was relatively modest. They had to analyze the DNA of nearly 40,000 people to be certain that their gene was really related to gaining weight and not some statistical fluke. Joel Hirshhorn of Children's Hospital Boston and the Broad Institute is also in the hunt for obesity genes. He says it's easy to miss something real unless you look for it in a lot of people. He has a Las Vegas analogy that might be useful in understanding this.
If you have a pair of dice and they're slightly loaded, you might not notice if you roll them a few times, but if you roll them many thousands of times, all of a sudden you start seeing there's a few more double sixes than you would expect. And you can become very convinced that, in fact, these are loaded dice.
Hirshhorn says no one thinks FTO is the whole explanation for why so many people are overweight.
This is, I think, by far and away the best evidence that there is for an obesity gene, but we should be able to find lots of other genes that give us lots of other clues as to what causes obesity in people.
But finding a gene is one thing. Figuring out what it does is another. Andrew Hattersley says that's what will happen next with FTO, because at the moment, no one knows much of anything about it.
It was actually completely unknown. There's only been two scientific papers ever written about it. In many ways, the excitement is what it will teach us in the future.
And it may turn out that scientists will find an easy way of blocking it, so that people who have the fat form of the gene can lose weight more easily. Wouldn't that be a lucky roll of the dice? Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.